now. Stick with us. Live and local on the home of local news. News Talk 1480 WHBC. This is Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
Welcome back. I've been talking so much about all of the Hall of Fame festivities and how busy we all are, but there's a really important event that's taking place in our area tomorrow night. Actually, it's a national event, and our area will be participating. It's National Night Out, and we have with us three folks that are going to talk about it right now. Jim Knight from the Stark County Prosecutor's Office, also Jackson Township Police Chief Mark Brink, and Massillon Police Sergeant Nick Antonides. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on this morning. I know you guys are all very busy this week as well, and but it's an important night tomorrow night. First of all, Jim, let's talk a little bit about National Night Out. You couldn't have this last year, correct?
Correct.
You're glad to be back and starting it again. Tell us what National Night Out is all about.
Really, National Night Out, it's been around for several years. It's celebrated all over the nation, obviously, from its name. But it's about community and police partnership. One night where the community and community-based organizations, as well as law enforcement and all first responders, come out. It's meant to be a fun but still engaging and informational night where everybody just comes out, gets to know one another, and it highlights the importance of both police and community partnership and just the partnership with one another, wherever we come from in the community, as neighborhood residents or even as businesses, because to make and build a safer community, it takes all of us working together. And that's what I think National Night Out tries to highlight, wherever it's being held. And we're very fortunate to be able to participate in that and help with that.
Yeah, and with the communities, and especially with kids, you want to start them off. They want to see how good the police are and what they do for our communities, and this is a good start, right?
Correct. That's the idea right there. We want to meet them all, and especially with our office, Prosecutor Kyle Stone's office. We want to work with our police departments and just work with the community. So we're not just about we're going to be doing our responsibility as a prosecutor's office, but we also want to be out there in the community, working with the police, meeting people in the community, and basically, again, just working all together. And that's what the night tries to highlight, is coming together like this.
All right. So the two events taking place in Jackson Township and also in Massillon at the Target stores. And we have, of course, as I said, Jackson Township Police Chief Mark Brink and Massillon Police Sergeant Nick Antonides. We'll start with you, Chief Brink. What kinds of things can people expect when they go to the Target parking lot come tomorrow night?
We have a little bit of everything. Probably our SWAT demo and our canine demo are a couple of the highlights, especially for the younger kids. But all kinds of police and fire vehicles will be there. Your touch a truck type event where they can crawl up into a fire truck or a police cruiser, get some pictures, those types of things, and then meet their local law enforcement and emergency response people, so that you can kind of put a face to those names that you hear out there. And then the big hook is we have a lot of free food. We have so many restaurants that support this event. They've been with us almost every year, and they enjoy being able to get their name out there. So all the way around, there's something for everybody.
And again, this is from 5 until 8 tomorrow night, and this is the Target store on Dressler. What's the reaction been in the past to National Night Out, Chief Brink?
It's been great. I don't know a time that we've done this that we haven't all walked away feeling like it was a great experience for us, for the kids, for the parents. It's just something that you just don't get a chance to do very often. I mean, they always see us out there and, we're working at that time. This is a time that we can really spend time with people and talk to them about what's going on in our community.
And we also have Massillon Police Sergeant Nick Antonides and Massillon Police getting involved, the Target store on Lincoln Way there also. And Sergeant Antonides, what can folks in Massillon expect when they come to visit you guys?
Well, we've been doing this for almost 5 years now. And like Jim said, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that last year. We always have a good showing. We always have the community showing up, the kids getting to be able to get involved with the local law enforcement, SWAT, and everything like that. This year, we're going to be adding some Star Wars characters. We have a dunk tank, which I'm going to be a part of, apparently. canine, you know, SWAT demonstrations. Something we're adding this year is we're going to add a stuff a cruiser. And that's going to give people an opportunity, you know, to bring in some canned goods. They'll be able to put it inside a cruiser, and all that food will go to the SAM Center, which is located in Massillon, that assists homeless veterans, veterans that are struggling and things like that. Outside of that, obviously the food just comes and comes and comes. And as well as all our local law enforcement and fire trucks and everything. It's a great event for the kids.
Well, it comes at a good time, obviously, and families want to get out. It's National Night Out. It takes place from 5 until 8 tomorrow evening at the Target stores in North Canton on Dressler and also in Massillon on Lincoln Way. And get out there and really take the kids, take the family, and enjoy yourself. People are focusing right now on Hall of Fame and all of that, but this is something that's really important for our community. So we want them to get out there and enjoy, and we wish you the best of luck and success with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.